Today on Big Sister Little Sister, Jackie and I will be talking about a new addition to our family. She's so excited to have a pet all for herself that she insisted we chat a little about it. Hey little sis, I know you just got your pet sugar glider, Java, but I bet I know more about them than you do.
Oh yeah? Okay, where are they from then?
Northern and Eastern Australia, primarily, but some have been found in Southern Australia too. They have also been found in several surrounding islands, like Borneo and New Guinea.
Guinea? Nuh-uh, that's not right.
Fine, then where are they from?
I don't know.
Do you know what the thin layer of skin is that helps them glide?
The membrane.
Yes, but it has a more specific name, the patagium. Their non-prehensile tails help guide them while they are gliding.
I'll bet you didn't know that they have three scent glands.
Yep, located on the forehead, chest, and alongside the cloaca, which is the opening for the urinary, gastrointestinal, and reproductive tracts. The male rubs his forehead scent gland on the female's stomach to show her that he wants to mate with them.
Gross! Do you know anything about their babies?
Sure do. They can have 1 to 3 babies at a time, and they stay inside the mother's marsupium, that's her pouch, for about 2 months. Their mothers won't get pregnant again until their babies leave the nest, but sometimes they become impatient and hostile in order to make the babies leave the nest earlier.
That's mean. I can't believe she would do that.
I know. It's just how it works. But while they're in the nest, she takes good care of them. She can only go looking for food for short periods of time so that she can get back and keep them warm.
Well, that's much nicer. What do they eat in the wild, anyways? I mean, I obviously know how to feed Java, but I bet it's different out in the forest, right?
It is different. What they eat in the forest depend on the season. During the spring and summer months, they mostly eat insects. But in the winter, they eat pollen and eucalyptus sap.
Eucalyptus what?
Eucalyptus sap. Java would have lived in a tree called a eucalyptus tree, and he would have eaten the sap from it. It's their main source of sugar. That's where the name sugar glider comes from.
Oh, I knew that.
Do you know what Java does all day while you're at school?
Yeah, he sleeps because he's nocturnal.
You're right. You are pretty smart. You know what else, though? Sometimes they aren't even active at night, if it's cold and rainy. They stay in a state of torpor, which is basically just a short state of hibernation at night in order to stay out of the cold or rainy weather.
I totally knew that.
Yeah, right.
Well, I bet I know more about how to take care of them than you do.
You're right there. You'll have to teach me sometime.